following program is closed captioned for the fun impaired.
Hello, the current time is 2:27 a.m. and it's time to sit back for the next half hour for a brand new Anton Radio program. For those of you who just turned the dial for the very first time to this station, let me catch you up. I am Anthony Latch. Greetings. And I was fired from a local radio station, so now I kinda, sorta, maybe sneak in during the middle of the night just to hit the airwaves once again. On this week's show, we have music from The Double Clicks. Plus, we have lots of great guests. We have somebody here to talk about the brand new Star Wars trailer. It is an actual character from the Star Wars universe that is amazing. You'll have to listen to find out for yourself if it's truly amazing. Even though I think it's amazing, you should also think it's amazing by listening to it later. I also sit down with someone who graduated summa cum laude, and I kind of want to enrich my un-college brain a little bit, so it's real interesting talking to someone who graduated with someone who has graduated with someone who has graduated with such high honors. That's what I meant to say during all of this. Also, I sit down with a phone, and somebody's on the other side of that phone, and he's a celebrity, and he just so happens to be in the biggest movie of 2014, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, my old pal Michael Rooker, who plays Yondu. He is here to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy coming out, available actually right now at the time of this release, on DVD and Blu-ray. That is a huge, huge show. Now, if you remember earlier when I said we have lots of great guests here on the show, when I said that, I meant it. And the first guest that I mentioned was a character from the Star Wars universe. Now, listen, I've been a fan of Star Wars all my life. It is easily the reason why I watch movies. It's easily the way, the reason I listen to movies. Not only watch them, but I also listen to them because of Star Wars. And now we are getting Episode 7, The Story Continues, left off from 1983's Return of the Jedi. J.J. Abrams is now bringing Star Wars to the theater December 18th, I believe it is, in 2015. But we just got a teaser trailer that's 88 seconds long. That is one more second than I imagined. I thought we were going to get an 87-second trailer, but no, we got 88, and I loved all 88 seconds, and I am going to sit down with, well, I'm already sitting down, not to ruin the illusion that I do this whole thing standing up, but I am going to continue sitting down as I welcome my first guest, who is sitting across from me right now, who is just putting on his or her headphones. We're kind of teasing it on who it is. You're going to recognize the voice. A classic character from the Star Wars universe. Hello, Mr. Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, hello. Thank you for having me. I like this chair. Miss, I like this chair.
Yeah, we really do have nice chairs here. That's the one thing I like about this radio show, is great chairs. So, Jar Jar, how have you been?
It's okay, I guess. Down in the doo-doo.
Oh, sorry to hear that. You're down in the doo-doo? How come? What's wrong?
How do I say this? Miss audition a lot. Miss out of work.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I guess. I mean, you probably get typecast a lot. You probably hard for you to get, work to kind of separate yourself from Star Wars.
Separate myself? Why would Miss want to separate myself? I love a Star Wars.
Oh, no, I don't mean to say that you hate Star Wars. It's just that it's unfortunate that there's a lot of fans out there that weren't real big fans of you, per se.
What?
I'm a big fan. I can say that 100%. I defend you all the time.
Oh, Musa, thank you. Musa, your humble servant.
No, Jar Jar, that won't be necessary. You don't need to do anything. I just wanted to say how much I support your character. Have you ever, like, gone out to the conventions and meet some of the fans that do like you?
No, Missa don't do those no more.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. Everything I'm saying is just upsetting you. Let's start over here. Here we go. This will definitely cheer you up. Cheer everybody up. Let's talk about the brand new trailer. What did you think?
That trailer?
Wait, yeah, the trailer for the brand new Star Wars movie. What did you think?
What? What's the use of saying?
Jar Jar, I specifically got you here in the radio station to talk about the trailer for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Did you not see it?
Listen, didn't see it. Listen, I heard about it!
Now, didn't you just hear me introduce it that J.J. Abrams is doing the new Star Wars?
Oh, no, J.J. Abrams!
No, J.J.
Jar Jar.
No, J.J.
Ooh, look at that missus there. Big scuba fish.
The scuba fish? Oh, the aquarium. Don't pay attention to the aquarium that's in the radio station. Jar Jar, you seriously did not see the brand new Star Wars trailer, and you had no idea this movie was coming out?
Miss, I don't think a minute. The Star Wars... Star Wars is over!
It is definitely not over. You were in the prequels, and then that caught up to the movies that started in the 70s, which was episodes 4, 5, and 6, and now JJ is going to continue George Lucas's story by doing episode 7, and then we're going to get 8 and 9 and some spin-off movies as well.
Oh, spin-off? That's a perfect for JJ!
I don't want to be the one to burst your Gungan bubble, but I don't think they're doing any... Jar Jar spin-offs.
Excuse me? Everybody love a Jar Jar.
No, not everybody. And I honestly say I do love Jar Jar. I defend you all the time. Ask any kid who grew up with the prequels. They love Jar Jar. Great comedy relief. And everyone that's watching the prequels that grew up with the original Star Wars, they are all adults now. And they don't want to see a character like you, unfortunately, and they just don't understand that, you know, maybe these movies aren't there to sell the attention to the adults. It's there for the kids to get more people into Star Wars. We already have the adults in there, and I think, you know, your character is one of the best, and it's sad to see the backlash happen and to see you kind of now have trouble in Hollywood trying to get work. And I'm sorry to be the one to break the news to you that there is a new Star Wars, but unfortunately, we're probably not going to see you in it.
Was that a compliment? Missus are confused.
you know what? I'm sorry to even mention this, but I mean, we could still be excited because we're going to get, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia, all of them are coming back.
What? Those are old.
You know what? I apologize. I should have thought this through. Let's just change the subject completely. Let's stay in movies. Let's talk about some other movies. Now, that movie's not coming out for a whole nother year. Let's talk about movies that are coming out this year. Are there any that you're really into?
Not to up to date. What's it coming?
Oh, well, how about the remake of Annie? What about that?
Anna?
Yeah, the musical.
Little Anna?
Oh, no, not Annie Anakin Skywalker.
Anna! No. Little
Jar Jar,
Anna!
No. Oh, gosh. Jar Jar, I'm terribly sorry. I shouldn't have brought up Annie either. You know what? That's it. The interview's over. You know, let's cut to a song. Jeez. This week's band is the Double Clicks. And here's their song, Cats and Netflix. Enjoy.
I'm giving up on certain things like bicycles and gardening and walking to the grocery store. Because the rain has started in my city, and though the greenery is pretty, it's not enough to get me out the door. 'Tis the season now of gray and brown, of giving up and sitting down and layering and woolly socks. I'm celebrating solitude and eating soup instead of food and never walking more than 7 blocks. 'Cause I've got cats and I've got Netflix. I've got games and I've got snack mix. And I am gonna stay indoors for 4 or 5 months or more. I'll have several 5-blanket nights, forget to buy my Christmas lights and procrastinate Halloween. And as a consolation prize for heavy clouds that fill the skies, there's pumpkin spice in everything. Every morning it gets darker out, I'm gonna wear these markers out with all these lists of things I'll never do. And when my motivation's gone, I'll order snacks from Amazon and try to knit a scarf for you. 'Cause I've got cats, and I've got Netflix. I've got games, and I've got snack mix. And I am gonna stay indoors for 4 or 5 months or more. We've got Netflix, we've got games, and we've got snack mix, and we are gonna stay indoors for 4 or 5 months or more. We've got cats, and we've got Netflix, we've got games, and we've got snack mix, and we are gonna stay indoors for 4 or 5 months or more.
That was Cats and Netflix by The Double Clicks. They are also known as Angela and Aubrey Weber, a pair of sisters from Portland, Oregon, who write songs that are snarky, geeky, and sweet. Please visit their website, thedoubleclicks.com, or visit their Bandcamp page because their first album, Chainmail and Cello, is streaming for free. That's over at thedoubleclicks.bandcamp.com. Plus many more songs and albums. You can also find them on iTunes and Amazon and so on. And hey, do you want that in video form? Why not go over to youtube.com/thedoubleclicks? Go do some double clicking over to their page, because that was the first song I've ever heard from them, the first song that I've ever purchased from them, and it won't be the last song that I'll hear or buy from them, because I thought that was amazing. So thank you to The Double Clicks for an amazing song and for the permission to let your voice reign here on Anton Radio. And a special shouts out over to Skiznet for finding them for me. Thank you, Skiznet, our music coordinator here on Anton Radio. Radio, radio, I'm stepping further back. Radio, radio. Hello, and we are back here on Anton Radio. I just want to apologize for that last segment with Jar Jar Binks. I didn't mean to upset him so much. I really should have thought about the questions I was asking and maybe done one of those pre-show interviews that you hear about so much with the talk shows over at the big networks, your NBC and your CBS and all that stuff. But now let's change the tone a little bit. I'm excited about the person I am sitting here with now. Now, I didn't go to college. I wanted to learn my smarts out in the real world. Now that I've been out in the real world, I want to see what have I been missing. I want to be inspired by the young minds of tomorrow, if you will. And I have one of those young minds of tomorrow. Somebody here who has graduated. Ladies and gentlemen, someone who has graduated. Summa cum laude. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great, thanks. Now, I'm so excited that you're sitting here. Without just gushing on about your talents and your knowledge, let's start at the beginning. Just please introduce yourself to my audience.
Okay. I'm summa cum laude. I'm from a suburb of Barcelona.
Well, okay, yes. You graduated summa cum laude, yes. That's why you're here. Now, you said you're from a suburb of Barcelona. What kind of job did you have leading up to your graduating honors?
I'm an assistant manager of an eggplant cart.
An eggplant cart? Fascinating.
It's very fun. I've been working there like for 5 years now. I'm hoping to become the manager.
Oh, you're still working there? I mean, you graduated summa cum laude, so I'd imagine you'd have a big career ahead of you. What did you go to school for?
A school?
Yes, what did you major in?
Major?
Yes, for school.
A school?
Yes, you are summa cum laude, are you not?
Yes, definitely yes. And I assistant manager at Eggplant Cart.
Wait a minute, let me wrap my head around this. Did you go to college?
College?
You know, now that I think of it, I never did get your actual name.
Summa cum laude, but you can call me Summa. Some of my friends call me Laudito, so that's fine, I guess, too.
Holy crap, so let me get this straight. Your name is summa cum laude?
Yes, all my life.
I'm sorry, but I was under the impression that you're a very smart graduate, because summa cum laude is a high level of honors.
Oh, no. I dropped out of school in second grade.
Second grade? Why?
I was having trouble with subtraction.
Subtraction? Really?
That stuff is really tough.
I don't even know where to go with this interview now. I was expecting some great insight from a mind much more educated than mine.
Are you suggesting that I'm dumb because I work at the eggplant cart?
No. I didn't mean at all.
Well, Anthony, which college did you go to for your big podcast here?
I didn't go to college.
Oh, really?
Well, it's just...
Managing an eggplant cart doesn't seem so silly now, does it?
Well, assistant managing...
Whatever. Do you want to sign up for the eggplant club membership or not?
There's an eggplant membership? I'm good.
Then I'm out. Good luck trying to get into the eggplant club now. You just ruined every chance you had, mister.
Well, you don't have to storm out of here, okay? You know what? Let's cut to an advertiser, and when we come back here on Anton Radio, we will be calling in over the phone with Michael Rooker, the star of Guardians of the Galaxy. We'll be right back.
Bring home the number one movie of 2014, Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm Groot.
Not helping!
Who's Ronan?
Why would I put my finger on his throat?
I know what she's got, girl.
I will bathe the Star Wars in your blood.
We're just like Kevin Bacon.
Bring the galaxy to your home theater today on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital home, digital video, digital disc, video. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Welcome back to the last segment here on Anton Radio. I dialed the number. We have a special celebrity guest waiting on the other line. Now, I talk to him over on my other show, the AB Conversation, that I do weekly with Brent Strasberg, AB Conversation on iTunes, where we talk about movies, television, comic books, video games, food, the internet, all of that stuff weekly. And Michael Rooker is an actor who I've had the pleasure to meet several times at the convention. He's known for such things as Merle from The Walking Dead. He was in Slither and Super, and now James Gunn's Guardians of the Galaxy, the biggest movie of 2014. He played Yondu Udonta, and I am so happy to bring him here on the radio show via telephone, Mr. Michael Rooker. How are you, pal?
Hey, you know, it's great to be here, Michael Rooker. Yes.
I gotta tell you, it's always a treat to talk to you. You have so much energy. I say that you're one of the best personalities to meet.
Oh, well.
on a convention floor, because you just get out there and you love what you do, don't you?
Oh, well, you know, it's another job. What I do is what I do, and I love just getting out there, meeting all those people that make me famous. Yeah, I've done it all. I've been in television, I've been in movies, and I owe it all to the fans. And they all come out to see me, you know, it's just, it's good. I like it. Shit, yes.
Now, the reason I wanted to bring you on the radio show this week is because when listeners get to hear this, Guardians of the Galaxy is now available everywhere. Digital home video, on DVD, on Blu-ray, 3D Blu-ray, all of that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy, Mr. James Gunn. Yeah, dude, that's gonna be on there the whole theater.
Well, see, that my example exactly is that you're just so into the characters, into everything that you do. I mean, it seems like every project you pick, you don't do stuff if you don't love it. Now, do you still go out and audition?
Well, I'm working actor, and I still audition, you know, I get a couple scripts thrown at me and there, but, you know, I just get to, you know, I get to pick and choose what I want to do, but I still go out there and audition, get in front of the top people, the executive producers, and give a little bit of Michael Rooker. Shit, yes.
And now that you have yet another movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, out on video, and it made so much money at the box office, and I'm sure it's just going to just sweep up the sales all the way through Christmas, and you have a confirmed sequel. Now, are you excited about that? When do you start filming Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty excited about Guardians of the Galaxy 2 with Mr. James Gunn. Now, a little factoid about that first one is that, Yondu Odanta wasn't originally in the screenplay. So James Gunn came around and rewrote the script, and, Yondu, with me in mind, and convinced the Marvel executives that, Marvel Universe needed a little bit of Michael Rooker, and I think we're gonna see a lot more of his character. You know, I got a lot of stuff to say, more stories to tell, as Yondu and his Arrow and Ravagers and Owl Boy.
Yeah, and I know we touched base on this the last time when I sat down with you when the movie released, that the Yondu character from the Guardians of the Galaxy comic books is actually a little different than what we see on screen. Can you address what you brought to the character?
Oh, sure, yeah. When Mr. James Gunn, you know, told me a little bit about Yondu Odanta, you know, he had me some of his own comic books from his own personal collection, and, you know, he had me read those, and as I'm flipping through, I had to tell Mr. James Gunn that, maybe the outfit that he's wearing here in the comic books shouldn't really be brought together on screen. You know, I just wearing a loincloth and, a big mohawk, you know, just, there's a couple things costume-wise, you know, it's just, it's the kind of territory you deal with when, you're adapting any kind of book to screen, and, you got your loyal fans, or, you know, they're expecting the character that they love and they grew up with, but, you know, I like to bring a little, something fresh to the plate, you know, and I think they like them, you know, just, Yondu is a lovable guy, you know, he's good, he's bad, you know, just like, you know, Michael Rooker. Say yes.
I hear that there must be some bad kind of phone connection there, so I want to apologize to the people listening. Even though it's 2014, almost 2015, mind you, and we still have to just do this stuff over the phone. But I guess, what do I want to talk? I had a couple other questions I want to ask you. Are there any other projects that you're looking into other than Guardians and Marvel movies that we can expect to see you in?
I'm always working. After we wrapped up the movie, I took a little vacation with Mr. James Gunn, but, you know, I can't sit at home all day, and I got a post-production on this movie called Molden, exclamation point. Yeah, it's a mythical account of the life of Buddy Molden, who is the first Cornet King of New Orleans. Yeah, it's a movie I'm gonna wrapped up already. I worked with Ian McShane. DeCosta. Worked with Rena Wilson. Jaden Betts. Jeff Wincock. Jeff Wolf. Stephen Martini. I had a couple martinis after I finished rapping that, if you know what I mean. Let's see, what else was I doing? I did a short called Elwood, 2014. You know, it's about wheels turn within wheels and an affinity of parallel worlds. And Elwood, animal genetics have evolved so that cats and dogs walk tall amongst humans. That kind of thing. That was just a short. I don't know how you can watch that one, but I did that. Worked with a couple people there. Someone named Maya, Bruce, and DB, and Michael Rooker. I worked with myself, Larry Hankin, Peter Dobson. Just all those good cats and dogs, and I just like to stay busy and, get ready for another big mega process over at Garden Galaxy 2. I'm not sure when we're going to start filming that, but I'm sure we're going to do it in no time, but in between that, I like to get out there with all the fans and do all the cons, and it's just me, it's Michael Rooker. Shit.
Oh my god. Okay, settle down, Michael. No. Gosh. I hate to do this to you, but it kind of sounded like, were you just browsing IMDb when you were saying all that and just reading the description on there and just kind of going down the cast list and just reading names whether you knew what you were about to say or not? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, and I apologize for putting you on the spot, but is that what you were doing?
I just got myself a script thrown underneath my door here where I'm recording my office. I better rearrange that, see what movie you can see Michael Rooker in next. Go out there and buy Guardians of the Galaxy out there right now on VHS, and shit.
Okay, thank you, Michael Rooker. It was great to sit down and chat with you again. And fans, listen to him. Check out Guardians of the Galaxy, available now on 3D Blu-ray, on Blu-ray, on DVD, on digital HD, Vudu, Amazon, iTunes, all of that fun stuff. I don't think it's available on VHS, but however, there was that awesome mix, Volume 1, on cassette tape that was released on Record Store Day, which I did pick up myself. So who knows, maybe there is a VHS copy out there. But check out Guardians of the Galaxy if you have not yet. It is, I think, the 10th or 11th film of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You do not need to see any of the other Marvel movies to let this entertain you, as one of the best space operas of this generation. I'd also like to thank Jar Jar Binks. Speaking of space operas, Jar Jar Binks, Jar Jar Binks and Banks, I'd like to thank you for being on the show. Also, Summa Cum Laude, thanks for being here, I guess. I thought I was going to educate myself, but I guess I did learn to maybe do my research a little better, so I guess I enriched my brain a little bit. And, of course, our musical guest, The Double Clicks. Thank you. The Cats and Netflix song is awesome. Visit thedoubleclicks.com or thedoubleclicks.bandcamp.com. All of that fun stuff. The Double Clicks. And once again, another special shout out to Skiznot, who is my music coordinator, for bringing me all this awesome music, and for those bands that he's had on gotten me the past couple weeks. Big thanks for giving the permission. Please check them out. They are awesome. And I believe that is going to do it for another episode of Anton Radio. So if you haven't subscribed yet, it is Anton on iTunes. Once you subscribe, it does all the downloading for you when a new episode is up, which is roughly a half hour every 2 weeks. What else do I want to say? I have AB Conversation on iTunes, abconversation.net. I talked about, that's the weekly podcast to do with Brent Strasburg, movies, television, comic books, video games, food, the internet. Oh, there's so much stuff to follow, and you're so busy during the week. Why not let us tell you what you need to know, all of the news, the updates, and the spoiler-free reviews, all of that fun stuff on the AB Conversation. You can follow me on Twitter at Anthony Latch. That's LAATSCH. Please follow and tweet at me. And if you have any questions or suggestions for the show, please let me know. If you have an interesting story and you would like to be on the show, drop me a message. There's a possibility I could have you here on Anton Radio. So that will do it for week 7. The next time you hear this voice, it is going to be in a super mega extra ultra sized holiday special. Oh my god, I'm so excited. I'm going to actually start putting it together immediately after this one. So please check out Anton Radio. You know, you just heard it, but keep checking it out. Spread it. Send it to a friend. All of that fun stuff. It's free comedy, or what I say, quote-unquote comedy. I think it's funny. You may think it's funny. It doesn't matter. Well, it should matter, I guess. But hey, if you're laughing, then I'm laughing with you. All the way to the Jar Jar Banks. This is Anton Radio!